Selamat pagi semua. Dia tak pekik, saya pekik lah. Hari sangat panas lah. You know, hari Jumaat lalu tu kita celebrate kita punya Labor Day, Hari Buruh. And saya jumpa kawan saya. Kawan saya say, hey Jeff, kita semua retiree, mana ada buruh? Where we got labor? Kita semua sia-sia, happy-happy, mana ada labor? Anak-anak kita, dia labor lah, dia kena kerja. Kita seniors tak payah. I said, brother, actually kita senior, kita buruh tau, we all labor. Telinga kita pekak. Huh? What you say? Labor. Nak dengar pun kita labor. Betul tak betul? Makan pun labor, tak ada gigi. Makan, slowly makan. Betul tak betul? Betul. Nak tidur pun labor, tak boleh tidur. So actually, we all labor day for seniors also lah. Is it true or not? Mau jalan pun labor. Habis bila jongkok, kita nak diri pun labor. Aduh. So actually, we all labor day also, senior citizen. Anyway, kita terima kasih Tuhan. Kita tengok kita punya Perdana Menteri, Lawrence Wong. Dia nangis tau. Dia Labor Day message, dia nangis. Dia cakap orang kita Singapura, orang Singaporean kena di, kena stuck in Dubai. Then kita punya army aeroplane terbang pergi Dubai. Ambil kita, hantarkan kita Singapura punya orang balik selamat di Singapura. Dan orang tulis surat. Tulis, saya sangat gembira, saya orang Singapura. Kita punya negeri. Bila saya disangkut di sana, the army aeroplane come and bring us back. That's why they cry. So I don't know. I think we all should stand up now and sing Majulah Singapura. Okay, hari ini, this morning, saya punya firman, a message from God is, lima pintu kehidupan. Pintu lima. Bukan satu saja. Five doors to life. Alright? And I think it's very good for us to think about apa pintu lima pintu. Satu pintu boleh, tapi lima pintu. Apa pintu tu? Okay, so Proverbs chapter 4 ayat 23. Kata dia, jagalah hatimu dengan segala kewaspadan, kerana dari situlah terpancar hidupan. So kita mesti jaga kita punya hati. Jangan buka hati, macam-macam masuk dalam hati kita. So kita mesti jaga pintu hati kita. Kita jaga pintu kehidupan kita. Okay? So mari kita doa dulu. Come, let's pray. Ya Tuhan, tolong kita supaya kita dapat mendengar firman-Mu pagi ini. Dan tolongkanlah kita untuk taat apa firman-firman Tuhan. Dalam nama Isa, amen. Okay, so ada lima pintu. Yang pintu yang pertama tu kita punya mata, our eye gate. The Bible kata in Matthew 6 chapter 6 verse 22 kata dia, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22, mata adalah pelita tubuh. Jika matamu baik, teranglah seluruh tubuhnya. So, our eyes. Apa kita mata, kita tengok, itulah pintu. The eyes is a window to our heart. Orang putih kata. So, we must be very careful. Kita mesti jaga-jaga. Kecuali, kita jangan kecuali kita punya mata. Apa kita tengok, apa kita menonton, apa kita lihat, apa kita tatal. You know, we scroll now. Handphone kita scroll. Apa kita tengok. What we see. Very dangerous. So kita mesti jaga-jaga. We must be very, very careful. Mata kita ni very dangerous. So, banyakkan bila kita tengok orang ada kereta baru, kita pun nak kereta baru. Orang beli barang yang ada branded, kita pun mau. Tapi tak duit. Pinjam duit, orang pinjam duit, beli. And banyak orang muda nowadays, young people, dia pakai dia credit card dah, plastik saja. Sign. Apa dia kawan ada, dia nak. And semua nak branded. Tapi kita senior citizen, dulu-dulu kasut branded, bata. Bata tu branded. Toothpaste tu Colgate. Branded. Colgate. Betul tak betul? Tak ada duit, pakai cakul. Hui tua, cakul. Clean the teeth. Mana ada Colgate? Chinese New Year, kalau bapa beli, batas dia, oh bagus ni. Tapi most of the time, kasut kita semua apa? Hammer brand. Sabun, tak ada brand. Itu cuci baju, kita mandi dengan dia punya sabun. Betul tak betul? Now branded. Now ada chemical untuk cleansing lah, itulah, apalah, aduh. Cuma branded. Saya baru pergi China. Saya tengok orang China, Yunnan. Young people, semua branded semua. So, my daughter, Father's Day, last year. Daughter, anak perempuan saya kata, Dad, Father's Day, what you want? I say, everything have it. No lah, I must get for you something lah. Hey, Dad, I get for you wallet one. But I say, wallet ada, tapi kata orang tak ada duit dalam, tak guna. Wallet bagus, tapi tak ada duit. Kasih duit lah. No lah, kasih duit tak bagus lah. I want to buy something for you lah. So, apa Father's Day? Dia cakap, Dad, inilah punya hadiah. Your present Father's Day. So, saya buka tangan menggertah. Alamak, wallet. Wallet. Tengok sini. Apa dah show you? Prada. Jangan main-main. Dad, I bought Prada for you. Apa? I said, what Prada? I want roti prata. Telur bawang ni sedap. You give me Prada. Prada apa? Keras. You know? Very hard, you know. Very keras. My old wallet pakai, I think I put my wallet pakai 25 tahun. Lembik, lembut, bagus. Ini keras. What to do? Anak perempuan beli, say, Dad, yours. I want to see you use. Okay lah. So now I use lah. I said, Prada. Give me Prata lah. Prada apa? Telur bawang bagus. So ni anak perempuan ni anak apa children this generation semua mata tengok dia nak dia buat so no good ini mata ni very dangerous tapi apa kita scroll apa kita menonton TV Netflix apa kita tengok sometimes kita tengok kenapa dia punya husband so handsome tapi dia punya husband suami saya tak handsome lah you know all this kind of thing So jaga-jaga. So that is the thing that you and I must be very careful. What we see and what we menonton, what we see, mata kita, jaga mata kita. Then pintu yang kedua. The ear gate. Telinga, your telinga, your ears. Romans 10 verse 17 kata, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message and the message is heard to the word of Christ. Roma chapter 10 ayat 17 kata, jadi iman timbul dari pendengaran. Pendengaran. Dan pendengaran oleh firman Isa. So be careful of what you hear. And I think sekarang dalam dunia ni very luan lah. Very banyak susah lah. So, kita dengar perang di Middle East dengan Donald Trump, inilah minyak, the price of oil going up. So, banyak orang tak boleh tidur, dia worry pasal telinga kita dengar. We dengar hari-hari tengah bad news. News tak bagus punya. So, tak boleh tidur, tak boleh makan. You know. I have friend, kawan, dia kerja, dia ada business. They're very, very worried. macam saya punya brother-in-law, dia do freight forwarding. So dia banyak truck. And now pasal oil price naik, diesel, dia cakap setiap-tiap bulan dia kena pocket, dia kena lebih $100,000 setiap-tiap bulan. So dia, he said, Jeff, I feel so hard to sleep. Malam nak tidur susah. He very worried. So all this fear, ketakutan. Because when our ears, you hear this saying, kita ada fear. We all have fear. And we must be very, very careful. Because bila kita fear, kita takut ketakutan, we are very frightened. We cannot do things. And that holds us back. So this is something kita must be very, very careful. Kita apa kita dengar. Then another one is keraguan, doubt. Kita we have doubt. Tuhan dengar tak? Saya ni ada problem. Tuhan ada tolong saya tak? I don't think so. And Satan will tell you, no, God never listen to you. God won't help you. So kita dengar macam. So ini kita mesti jaga. Telinga kita. Very, very careful. So kita punya mulut pun jaga-jaga. Pasal kita telinga, apa kita cakap dengan kita punya anak. Kalau hari-hari cakap, you bodoh. You bodoh. You bodoh. Tapi dia tak bodoh tau. Tapi dia pandai. Bah hari-hari bising bodoh-bodoh, satu hari ingat, saya actually bodoh saya ni. Right or not? And this is something happen. So saya guru, teacher. And I got this student in my class. Every teacher cakap dia bodoh. Then one day saya try, no. I think it's wrong. Saya guru, teacher. And I tell this boy, you're not stupid. You are your understanding slow. You understand, tapi ada slow lah. Lain kawan tu pandai, dia dengar satu kali dia tahu. But dia kena cakap tiga kali. Tapi dia bukan bodoh, dia slow. So I always say, you can do it. You can do it. You boleh. Then I can see dia punya result, dia punya marks. Tinggi, going higher and higher. From 50, go 60, 60, 70, 80. Very soon, 90 out of 100. I can see that thing. Pasal mulut je. You can. Boleh. You can. You can. You can. You can. So dia punya telinga, dia dengar, dia punya hati pun tukar. Very, very important. So we always be very careful. Kita be careful apa kita mulut cakap, apa kita pasal dia dengar, dia punya hati boleh tukar. So this is something very, very important. Sometimes kita punya anak pun, we see anak dua, yang anak sulung tu, very clever. Dan anak kedua tu, not so clever, tapi slow. And you said it, kenapa, see your tachi, your sister so clever, kenapa dia pergi Raffles, kenapa you pergi Kaki Bukit Primary School? You malukan dia, And you always say, then you say, saya tak guna. Saya punya sister lebih pandai. I mean, dia no good. Pasal dia selalu dengar what you say. So this is something very, very important. You know, sometimes kita punya telinga, kita dengar salah orang. We don't listen to the people who can speak life to us. So kita always dengar orang yang people who condemn kita, they condemn dia. Dia tak guna kita, no good. So be very, very careful and so that you will not have, kita tak ada ketakutan. We do not have fear. I still remember dulu during the COVID, during the time of COVID. And during COVID, you dengar orang cakap, wah, COVID dangerous lah. Yeah, ada orang mati and all that kind of thing. And then they say, wah, very soon, all the shops were closed and banyak kesusahan. Then what happened? Orang pergi NTUC beli toilet paper. Dia bukan beli toilet paper, bukan satu troli. dia beli satu lori. Macam dia nak berak satu tahun. So now NTUC, everything gone. I still remember too, Y2K bug. You remember not? Satu long time ago, 26 tahun dulu, ada the year 2000. They say, remember that YK2 bug? Aduh, orang semua takut. They say, once you dapat tahun 2000, tak boleh, tak ada, tak, cannot use money lah. Dia punya bank account semua habis lah. Wah, people worried. Dia punya insurance policy jual semua. You know. I got people like that. Tell us. Beli beras, beli gula, beli cooking oil, simpan di rumah, all the whole world. So that year 2000, everybody ketakutan. Everybody scared. But nothing happened. Everything okay. So sometimes orang cakap, habis kita dengar, kita punya kuping, we dengar and then we takut. So be very, very careful who you hear. So then itulah pintu yang kedua. Then we have got pintu yang ketiga. Our thought gate. Ini fikiran kita. 2 Corinthians 10:5 kata, we demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10 ayat 5 kata, kami mematahkan setiap siasat orang yang dimerubuhkan, setiap kubu yang dibangun oleh keangkuhan manusia untuk menentang penggalannya akan Tuhan. Kita melawan segala pikiran dan memalukan kepada Isa. So we must fight all these thoughts, kita punya fikiran. Orang putih kata, thoughts are like seeds. If they take root, they produce fruit. Do not agree to anything that contradict God's word. Fikiran itu seperti benih. Jika ia berakar, that means when it take root, berakar, ia akan menghasilkan buah. Jangan bersetuju dengan apa-apa yang dibercanggah dalam dengan firman Tuhan. So be careful apa pintu fikiran kita, our thinking, fikiran kita. Sometimes kita ingat fikiran kita is, I think Tuhan tak sayang saya lah. Saya jahat, saya buat ini salah, itu salah. I think Tuhan tak sayang saya. Then we feel dalam hidupan kita, kita feel condemned. Dan bila kita punya kawan, anak dia pandai, dia punya suami bagus, beli kereta baru, beli rumah baru, habis you tiap-tiap tahun sama. Dan dalam otak you say, see, Tuhan sayang dia, tak sayang saya. And I think this is something very, very bad. Because kita tak ikut Tuhan punya firman. What did God says? For God so loved the world. God did not say, for I love the rich orang kaya, I love the clever orang yang pandai. You know, God did not say it. God said they love the world. That means seluruh dunia, semua orang Tuhan sayangkan. So God so loved the world. Bila dia hantar Isa dalam dunia ni, when God sent the world, God said, I send my son to the world to die for it. All. Not for the clever, not for the rich, not for the... No, I send Jesus to die for all. Because I love all. For God so love the world. Tuhan sayangkan dunia. Every one of us, we are in the world. So this is very, very important. So kita mesti, our thought life, macam like seed. Kita tanam, dia naik. Kalau papaya seed, ada papaya. So bila kita tanam thinking good, bagus, dia punya buah pun bagus. So very, very important. So something very, very important I realize. Bila saya, dulu saya muda, saya sangat miskin, I told you. But I really appreciate satu guru saya. And my teacher said, Jeff, the only way kalau you tak mau miskin, you must study hard. Study hard. But see, I lapar. Study hard, Jeff. One day you'll not be poor, but you must study hard. So this ini guru ni sangat bagus. That's why saya jadi guru. Because I like to be a teacher because dia tolong saya. And this person from our church here, from Pedesa Katong. Selalu jumpa saya, Jeff, you can do it. But sir, I'm hungry. Don't worry, you can do it. Dia tolong saya kasih duit, makan. And in this church pun tolong saya. Tiap-tiap bulan dapat RM3 dulu. RM3 ni banyak duit ni lah. Because Misiam mie rebus 10 sen saja. Macam Bukit Timah. Telur satu. So I really appreciate the church and the teacher says, study hard, study hard. Terima kasih Tuhan. And I study hard, betul study hard. So why? Because dia tukar saya punya fikiran. Saya ingat bapa miskin, saya pun miskin lah. Not like that. But saya baru baca, I just read the book. Di buku ni, dia punya about a person. Nama dia Lim Siong Guan. Lim Siong Guan tu saya punya boss. Dalam dulu saya Ministry of Defense, saya di tentera. Dia permanent secretary, Lim Siong Guan. Dia orang Christian, first class. I think the anak lelaki saya, during my birthday April, dia beli the book, dia buy the book for me, book. And I just finish reading, baru habis. Pasal saya pergi China, dalam aeroplane 4 jam, saya baca, read. And then pulang pun read, dalam hotel pun read, you know, dalam bus pun read. Pasal dia punya life, dia punya jiwa macam saya. Bapak dia apa? Bapak dia taxi driver. So dulu-dulu dia, bapak taxi driver, dia mana boleh, mana you boleh sukses? But dia ada satu guru sis. Lek Siong Guan, you can do it. You can do it. And he's so brilliant. Tu pandai. Bapak taxi driver. Banyak orang ingat, bapak miskin, anak tu mesti miskin. Tak payah. You must break out. Pikiran mesti tukar. So this is something very, very important. Saya selalu ajar ni, E plus R equals to O. E tu apa binatang tu? E. E is event plus response equals to outcome. Means apa dah? Event. Apa kehidupan kita, our life, kita tak ada control. Tuhan boleh control. Siapa kita bapa, siapa kita punya isteri, siapa kita punya anak, semua kita tak boleh control. Only Tuhan kasih kita. Tapi apa Tuhan kasih kita, bagus atau tak bagus, kita punya respon. How we respond? How you say respond, David? How do you say respond? You respond. How you say respond? Respond. How kita respond equal kita punya the outcome, the result. The result, yeah. So like this. So event, most banyak event apa happen to us kita tak boleh control. But how kita respond boleh control. Kita control. With God's help, Tuhan punya kekuatan, God's help, kita boleh control. Apa kita boleh respond, itulah kita punya outcome. Outcome means kita punya result. Ada orang dia bapa dia drunkard, you know, drunkard. Dia ikut bapa dia sikit, bapa drunkard, I also drunkard lah. Equals dia drunkard. Dia respond, dia ikut bapa. Dia tahu salah tau, tapi dia ikut bapa. Dia punya fikiran bapa macam saya pun macam lah. Right now sekarang ni, right now di saya punya gereja ada Pastor Don Wong. Pastor Don Wong bila dia muda dia gangster chief dia, dia banyak jahat lah dia, selalu masuk penjara and all that. And now today dia pastor, And now, sekarang ini, now this time, di saya punya gereja, Bethesda Bedok Temple ni, dia, he is speaking. And when he is speaking, duduk-duduk di depan semua, semua dia punya, dulu-dulu punya kawan, semua gangster, ada pembunuh, got murderer, semua macam-macam orang depan, semua duduk depan. Habis dia tunjuk gambar. Dia tunjuk gambar, ni dia punya, these people duduk depan tu, bila dia gangster, dia tengok, tengok dia muka, tengok dia punya rayu, tengok, tengok pun dia takut. Tapi Don Wong, bila dia jadi Christian, dia tukar, dia talk to these people. They help them. Say, no, boleh tukar. You have pikiran, you mesti tukar your pikiran. Apa you buat sekarang salah. Macam saya pun salah. Tapi saya dah tukar, you boleh tukar. Then they show lagi satu frame. All them, semua ni, pakai baju cantik, semua shave dengan isteri. Semua kahwin. Lu tengok dulu punya gambar, lu tengok sekarang punya gambar tak sama. Dia punya muka semua look so nice. Hah? Dulu dia gangster. Tapi muka tak macam mana. Pasal bila dia punya fikiran tukar, muka dia pun putus. You understand, Anna? You got to change. So, jangan cakap, saya no hope, saya tak guna lah. Bokyu, Cina kata, tak ada harapan. Bokyu leo. Not yet. You say bokyu. But, so, apa event, bagus atau tak bagus, how you respond, dia punya result. Balas. Balas, bagus. Okay. Apa macam kita balas? How we respond, ada kita punya result. So very, very important balas kita. So we have to think that way. Because Jesus says, I can help you. The Holy Spirit, Al-Qudus, can help you. And so today, my son, anak lelaki saya, bring one friend, kawan, to go and listen. Because to challenge him. So, banyak, very important. Okay, so that is pintu yang ketiga. Kita punya thoughts, our thoughts. Then pintu yang empat. Emosi. Kita punya emotion. banyak orang, they respond to apa dia rasa. Apa dia rasa dalam hati. I mean, kita manusia, kita ada rasa. We got feelings. Tapi jaga-jaga apa, how you feel. Ramai orang hidup dengan bertindak, balas, respon terhadap apa yang mereka rasa dan bukannya bertindak balas terhadap apa yang telah Tuhan firmankan. So we, respon. Kita respon apa kita rasa. Now kita, kita manusia, we got feelings. Sometimes kita buka mata pagi, kita rasa gembira. Betul tak? Some morning kita bangun, kita rasa lousy. So kita punya, ini musim panas. I think mula time kita pakai, kemangun ke. So different. But sometimes kita bangun, kita rasa gembira. Tapi kita punya rasa naik turun. It will go up and down. Tapi one of the important thing, bila kita ada Al-Qudus dalam hati kita, the Holy Spirit dalam hati kita, Holy Spirit give us love, peace, joy. Al-Qudus kasih kekuatan, give us strength so that we can rejoice in the Lord. So banyakkan kita, we all need to have the joy of the Lord dalam hati kita. Of course, happiness, orang putih kata happiness is apa di luar. Bila kita dapat makan durian, so you gembira, what you see, you can smell, that one you feel happy. What we can see, what we can feel. That's happiness. But joy is dalam keluar. inside out. So some people, ada orang, dia sakit. Tapi dia still ada joy. Saya ada satu, I think you some of you may know him. Han Soo Kim, Han Soo Kim missionary from Berdesa Katong. Dia punya isteri Irene Han. Irene Han, you know Irene Han, fantastic woman. Dia ada thyroid cancer and all that. Dia banyak masuk treatment hospital. Orang dia kalau you got cancer, you tergolek, hari-hari tinggal habislah saya habis. Dia tak ada lah. Dia very different. Dia ada cancer dalam hospital. Dia go down on the ward. Dia bercakap dengan this, talk to this, dia share Jesus. Dia cakap, saya Christian, I want to share with you Isa. I want to share with you. And I tell you, the nurses pun tengok, nurses punya, they're very special. Orang sakit, dia maybe angry, marah dengan Tuhan, kenapa you kasih saya kena cancer? Tapi dia tak sama. Dia ada the joy. And people ask, you were sakit cancer, tapi kenapa you look so happy? Jadi saya ada Isa dalam hati saya. Saya ada Al-Qudus dalam hati saya. Saya kalau saya mati pun tak apa. Saya tahu saya pergi mana. You know, fantastic. So all the patient tengok. And bila dia masuk hospital satu bulan, lebih kurang agak lima orang semua percaya Isa. Semua ikut Isa. Pasal dia tengok ni, this woman, dia ada joy. People are going to hospital, cancer, you know. But they're different. So and some of the nurses lah, dia pun percaya, the nurses. Ada satu doktor pun percaya. Fantastic. Pasal dia tengok ni, orang tak special lah. Dia istimewa lah, dia very special lah. Kenapa? Sakit? Cancer? But still, gembira. Itu joy. So, kita punya emosi. Very, very important. So that itu gate apa? Itu gate yang keempat. Now gate yang last one lah, kelima. Inilah ini dangerous. Ini banyak dangerous ni. Ini gate ni. That's how kita sing. Oh for a thousand tongues. Seribu lidah. Ini satu lidah saja. So banyak dangerous. So the Bible says, Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue, kita punya ni, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Hidup dan mati dikuasai lidah. Siapa suka memakannya akan memakan buahnya. So kita punya mulut, ini lidah ni dikuasai, hidup atau mati. So apa kita cakap, mulut kita cakap, jaga-jaga apa ni, ini gate, very, very important. Be careful of what we say. Mulut kita, that's why Tuhan pandai lah. Tuhan kasih dua mata, dua telinga, dua tangan, dua kaki, dua nostril. Tapi Tuhan kasih satu, mulut satu-satu saja, lidah satu. Be very, very careful. Jagakan lidah kita. Apa kita cakap dengan orang, kita must. So one thing I always remember, and I believe very important. Kalau buka mulut nak cakap, always encouragement. Orang, you always cakap something, encouragement. Encouragement ni kalau you dijemput, pergi rumah orang makan, habis itu dia punya the host dia dalam kitchen dia cook was compliment, very nice food. Apa yang I just went to my gua punya apa ni, isteri saya punya sister house, my sister in law, and I long time tak makan keromak, keromak aduh berapa tahun tak makan. And that day, dia make kroma. I say, Lily, wow! I say, this one, I wait dulu, berapa tahun tu. And you can see, dia berpeluh, very hot, and everything tengok muka dia. Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. Macamlah. You don't, orang masak kasih makan, you mengamuk juga, tak sedaplah sangat, inilah sangat itulah. Don't like that. Everything you do, encouragement. And all of us need encouragement. So you dress so nice today. You pakai baju ni, ada lipstick ni. Ah. Say, hey, you look good. Thank you. Eh, bila orang say you look good, say thank you dah. Jangan, no lah. Jangan borak lah. Say, thank you. Then say, hey, you anak so pandai. No? Thank you. Hey, your daughter so pretty. Thank you. Look like you. Thank you. Macam lah. Encouragement lah, nak buka mulut. Say something lah. Ada satu cerita. Satu orang ni, dia nak pergi bunuh sendiri. Dia nak pergi tu apa ni, bridge lah. Dia nak pergi lompat. So dia jalan. Tapi dia, bila dia jalan, dia cakap, I will not kill myself. Saya tak pernah bunuh sendiri, commit suicide. Kalau saya jumpa satu orang from here, saya pergi jembatan tu, the bridge tu jump. Kalau from here to there, saya jumpa satu orang saya. Cakap sama saya, something encouraging. Then I won't kill myself. Dia betul jalan, no? Dia jalan perlahan-perlahan. Then satu orang saya, hey, hi, I like your shoes. Dia suka dia punya kasut. Because dia nak lompat, he wear the best shoes lah, nak lompat really. Say, I like your shoes. And he says, see, I got encouragement already. I wore the right shoes. So dia pusing balik. Then say, today hari pertama saja. Saya ni satu minggu saya try. Hari-hari, tujuh hari saya try. Second day, ada lagi saya tolong jumpa. Eh, I like your hair. And for one whole week, every time he want to kill himself, somebody in on the way, somebody cakap sama dia, I like your this, I like your that. I think God saved his life. God sent 7 people encouragement to encourage him. How many of us are like that? You know, sometimes kita sort, betul, kita tak boleh, don't know how to do it lah. Then somebody come, taruh tangan, it's okay brother, I'm here for you. Encouragement. Encouragement is so important. So bila Tuhan kasih kita mulut ni, let us use our mouth well. So, apa yang kita katakan menguatkan kepercayaan. Memperdalam emosi dan memberikan persetujuan kepada apa saja sahaja yang telah datang melalui pintu-pintu lain. So we must be very careful that we must not allow anything not encouraging to go through the gates of our life. So inilah 5 pintu, 5 gates dalam kita punya hidupan. Kita mesti jaga pintu. Macam you jaga pintu rumah, bila ada just now, you selepas rumah, you kunci the pintu, you jaga, you tak mau kasih orang masuk rumah you. So you must also jaga. Kita mesti jaga ini 5 pintu dalam hidupan kita. Jangan kasih syaitan, jangan kasih orang yang to masuk, to go in our life. You only let Jesus into Isa sudah masuk dalam hati kita. Mari kita doa. Come, let's pray. Tuhan, bantulah kita untuk selektif dalam apa yang kita lihat. Berhati-hatilah dengan apa yang kita dengar. Berdisiplin dalam apa yang kita fikirkan. Dan berlandaskan pada apa yang kita rasakan. Dan berwibawa dalam apa yang kita katakan. Dalam nama Isa. Amen. Thank you.